Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of February 2017, and this is the 522nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I hadn't realised quite how late it was, and I've been writing this afternoon, and I suddenly realised that I hadn't had any lunch. I was watering, have been watering for some friends of mine who are away. And when I finished working this morning, I went down there to water the garden, and it was lovely. I went and watered, and then I came back, and then I thought I might make myself a barley risotto for lunch. So I started making that. And then realised that it was nearly two, and I really wanted to do some more writing at the cafe, which closes at three on during the school holidays, which are still with us. And so it was four when I got back, and I thought I'd just do a bit more writing. And suddenly it was five, and well, at 5:30 I'm going for a walk, and then I've got a work session with my sister, and so I thought I'd better have lunch. So I've just was in the middle of having lunch, and I felt a drop of rain. I was sitting outside, and so I went and rushed round to bring my washing in, and I remembered that I hadn't done a podcast. So I'm here. I am midway between courses. I've just had some of my barley risotto, and I've got a mango to look forward to. So whether I have the mango before or after I go for my walk, I'm not sure. But it's there for me. So it has been a very topsy-turvy day for me, but it's been working out really well. It's odd. I think these afternoons seem to go very quickly at the moment. Yesterday, when I was talking to you during my walk on Knocklofty, I know that I mentioned that I was thinking of walking into town to the Writer's Cave. But towards the end of my walk, I thought, no, that it wasn't a really very good idea. I was hobbling a bit, and I looked at my watch and realised that if I wanted to take a bus to the Writer's Cave, I would have to get home and get back out again within 10 minutes because the buses have been cut back from every half hour to every hour. So I hobble ran back, and I did get to the bus in time. But again, it was I had had this feeling that I was going to be doing all these other things in the afternoon, and I didn't. So somehow I feel as if I'm pretending to myself that I'm living in parallel universes and can do multiple things at the same time and give each of them my full attention. So today has been a little bit like that too, but not quite as pushed as yesterday. I really felt a bit discombobulated by having to run for the bus and really not having much time to gather my things together, and again not being able to think about what I might eat before the Writer's Cave at six. So I'm kind of glad today has been a bit calmer. It has been quite calm this morning, and I think yesterday was quite calm in the morning too, but it's the kind of latter half of the day that seems to be going a little haywire at the moment. Still, it's very nice to be here, and it was lovely doing the walk yesterday, even though I'm feeling it a bit today, and I just hope that I loosen up a bit when I go for this shorter walk with a friend. in quarter of an hour. I am finding that my writing is going quite well at the moment. I had, after the Writer's Cave last night, I had a meeting with my Hexenschuss group. We're sort of a writer's support group. And this afternoon, as I was coming back from the cafe, I met two friends I had been in a writer's group with about 20 years ago. And one of them I've seen out and about, but the other I have hardly seen. I think I've seen once in those 20 years. So we had a really great writerly conversation. One of them is writing scripts for graphic novels at the moment, and the other one is, well, got a great trilogy deal for teen fantasy a while back. I think she's done those three now, but she's kind of found her niche, although she was saying she would quite like to get out of that niche or go beyond that niche as well. So I've been feeling quite kind of inspired by other writers, and tomorrow I have a meeting with the In the Flesh writers group, so I'm trying to get some writing off to them to discuss tomorrow. So I want to get some writing done tonight, and I've got a long way towards it. I've been having the best few writing days I've had for a very long time, so that's pretty exciting for me. There are, if you've been listening to these podcasts for long, you'll know that there are great long periods of drought. And so it's very nice to be in a different situation. I do hope that you're not going through a drought at the moment, that you're feeling inspired and that things are flowing. But I do also hope that you're not so completely out of what things need to happen at what times that you get as discombobulated as I have once or twice over the last few days. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Oh, and a thank you to Maitri too, who pointed out that these podcasts had not gone out by email. I had paused the MailChimp and forgotten to get him going again. So I've rectified that for today, and I'll put some links to the ones I missed under this. Or else, actually, they are on the page. When you go and listen to this one, you'll be able to find the other two just by following the previous arrows underneath the podcast. So, enough from me, and I really, really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.